Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, your mom.
And we're going to be covering The Good Place, Season 1, Episodes 2, Flying, and Episode 3, Tani Al-Jamil.
Yes, we are. We have, I don't want to feel like caveat. I think caveats might be appropriate for this episode. We have caveats, which include that there will be cursing, despite the fact that The Good Place doesn't let us curse, we may curse anyway. And there will be spoilers. Again, this is a really fun show. It's very easy to watch, so there's no excuse not to watch it. It's on Netflix, so you should watch it. And we are having something to drink. What are we having to drink?
We are having a cocktail of our own creation, which has Prosecco.
Yes.
And peach puree and peach schnapps.
Yes. It's a variation on a cocktail that I had out somewhere called Ramblin' Man that called for peach sorbet, which we don't have. So we were thinking about calling it the Flying Tahani. We can call it whatever we feel like. But it is really tasty. I like it.
I like it too.
So cool.
It's like an updated Bellini.
Yeah, it is. It's got a little more liquor. Mm-hmm. Because of the peach schnapps, but it's tasty and it's really good. So let's get started.
Okay. In episode 2, Flying, Chidi is freaking out about the ethics of the situation, mm-hmm. as he often is. Mm-hmm. They call Janet and get an outfit for Eleanor to wear because she doesn't have a striped one because everyone is assuming that she doesn't deserve one. Mm-hmm. They go to the meeting. Their clothes are starting to turn back. Everyone's kind of freaking out about it. And Michael in particular is freaking out because it's supposed to be a perfectly designed community and something's gone wrong.
Clearly, very wrong. Horribly wrong.
But their clothes start turning back. And so they're like, oh, well, maybe it's fine.
I have to point out that Janet gets these amazing lines and they're like throwaways. So Eleanor calls Janet. And one of the first things she asks is, is this search private? And Janet's like, oh, yes, it's absolutely private. Even Michael can't access it. What kind of porn do you want to watch? And I'm thinking to myself, if this is The Good Place, are we watching porn?
You have your soulmate. I don't think you necessarily need porn.
We kind of have to wonder why that's even in the database. But there we go. Right? It's kind of a clue. What would we call in my line of business, a clue.
So Eleanor and Chidi are talking about teaching her how to be good. Chidi is weighing the morals of helping her.
Oh, I do want to back up. There was one other thing too. Like when they are talking about this whole thing and Tahani's clothes turn back to normal, Michael talks about how he's not used to this human form.
Yes.
And he's sweating and he starts like licking things. We're supposed to lick this, right? I mean, it's kind of like,
yeah, he's not used to a human form.
And so
he's a different deity.
He's used to a different form and we're kind of like,
probably a corporeal form, a different corporeal form.
Yeah, it's very interesting and it's just a thing to note.
Anyway, Chidi is weighing the morals of helping her. He asks about one fact that she learned about him and cannot name a single one.
She knows nothing about him, even though they spent like all day together. He gave her background, all that stuff.
And he knows all these things about her because she never shuts the fuck up about what she likes and who she is as a person. He calls her for being self-absorbed. And then they have day 2 of orientation and they will be flying. Tahani mentions that people, her and she would like some other volunteers about to clean up after the big storm that morning. It hadn't been cleaned up. And so she needs 12 volunteers. People are volunteering and Eleanor's like, who would do that instead of flying? And then Chidi volunteers for them.
So that
she can prove herself to be a more selfless person.
Yeah.
And
she's not really into that.
Yeah. Tahani can't stop bragging about like different things that she's done. Like I think she brings up like Johnny Depp's aviary or something and she's been everywhere and she knows everybody and
name dropping in the world.
Michael is concerned that he made a mistake that caused the chaos. Tahani wants to help Michael, and she's really trying to get Jianyu to like participate at all. And he stays silent. And he's just nodding and shaking his head or whatever. And she's like, I guess that nod means yes, we're on the same page. Chidi is still weighing the options. There's a flashback to Eleanor being an awful person. She like pre-games before she's supposed to DD.
Yeah, like she pre-games, she's at the bar. I'm sorry, that's later. I'm sorry, go
Yeah,
ahead.
there's one before then where she's like they're drawing names out of a hat to see who's gonna DD that night, and she literally eats the paper to get out of like doing it. Either way, Tahani is trying to cheer Michael up. They find a dog they don't recognize, and he's like, "It's a glitch!" And he kicks it into the sun, which also goes to show that like he is like a deity almost, like he has power. A woman comes looking for the dog like 2 seconds after. That's
And he's kind of
unfortunate.
like, ooh, yeah.
Janet says there's 5 more minutes of flying, and Eleanor moves, like, hides the trash that just fell out of her trash bag because she doesn't feel like getting it all the way to the dumpster. She wants to go flying. And so she gets in her little suit to go flying, and she starts to fly. Like, she has to think of a, much like Peter Pan, she has to think of a wonderful thought. And she thinks of people throwing up on roller coasters, and she like starts to levitate a little bit, but then there's a trash storm because she was an awful person. And Michael gives the lady back a clone of her dog, and he's like, "Oh, well, that dog, these dogs are not real. They don't feel anything. They don't feel love or pain or whatever." And she's like, "My dog doesn't love me." And he's like, "Oh, I should just stop talking. Yes, this I can get you one that loves you even more." And he's like, "No, I don't want that." Eleanor, there's a trash storm happening. Eleanor tells Chidi what happened. Chidi decides it's pointless to help her,
I mean,
and
she's way too selfish and
because
mean,
he's too
ridiculous.
selfish. Chidi, sorry, you apparently can't die in the good place. Two nice guys who love cleaning
Clean up,
up
yeah, clean up the
get here to the
trash.
dumpster.
But they're
They're fine.
okay.
Tahani is back at the mansion with Jianyu and Michael, and she's trying to comfort Michael, but it's not working.
And
He calls
she's
himself a canyon of poo-poo. And then Jianyu simply touches Michael's chest, and it fills Michael with clarity. And he's just like,
it's healing
yeah,
magically.
it's all inside me all along. It's very funny.
It is very funny.
Eleanor thinks about her past mistakes. Like she has another flashback to like she is the DD. She's drinking water that night, and the bartender finds it sexy that she is being the DD, and so she goes to hook up with him instead of being the DD.
Right, and she's gonna like dump all her friends, and they're like, "Look, if you do this, you're not ever gonna be out for Thursday night drinks or whatever." And
She's
she's
like,
like,
"Bye."
"I'm good with it, bye."
Yeah.
She's just awful. She's horrible.
So she's feeling a lot of guilt about what she did earlier, and so in her present timeline, and she goes to back to clean up her trash, and
Or, yeah, go ahead.
Chidi comes across her, and he's like, "You felt guilty," and he's like, "I'll," and he's like, "Okay, I'll help you. I'll help you
I
become
would
a good
point out
person."
too, so when he comes to help her, we find out that he has like a little tiny apartment. And if he is so much better than she is, she at least has a house, right? Or and you know, if Tahani is so much better than
Yeah,
you, she's got this
but
giant
it's his
mansion.
essence.
Right. And so he's got this little tiny apartment. He's like, yeah, I live up there, not that you asked. So, but he says, hey, the fact that you're cleaning up, it's because you feel guilty. I think you're capable of change. And then Janet appears. And Janet says, oh yeah, I got this really stinky grass. I was gonna go. You still want me to
Trash.
go? Yeah, trash. I said
You
trash.
said grass.
No, I said trash, Natalie.
I heard grass. Sorry.
Okay. Do you still want me to go dump this in Antonio's house? Antonio's one of the guys who was cleaning up
And loves to clean up.
and loves to clean up
He
and
should easily could have covered for that by being like, "It's something he can clean up. He'll be so happy."
yeah, but Eleanor's like, I would never ask you to do that. What are you talking about? So, Michael comes the next day to congratulate Eleanor for cleaning up everything, and she's like, "Oh, does that mean I can fly now?" And he's like, "No, we're flying because somebody was going too fast and ran into a turkey carcass and died, or
They didn't die. You
exploded,
can't
whatever."
die.
Right, but if they exploded, how are they not dying? And you have to kind of
You
wonder.
can regenerate, I'm guessing.
Okay.
So Chidi has moved into Eleanor's guest bedroom to make things easier for lessons. A note is passed under her door saying, "You don't belong here," and we don't know who sent it.
No, and that's the end of the episode. It's very short. Again, like I said, this is a very, very, very bingeable show. The episodes are short.
Snappy.
They're snappy. They're well written, in my opinion. Just they keep very focused on like where's the ball, at least, especially in this first season. It's been a while since I've watched it all the way through, so
Yeah,
maybe in a later
there are
season.
a lot of things I don't remember, so I'm really excited to rewatch this.
What were your best parts?
Chidi, I love Chidi. Jianyu for that moment with Michael, it's very funny. He just puts a hand on his shoulder and is like, "Yes,
His chest, his
it's a shoulder and his chest."
chest.
And he's just like, "It's been inside me all along." It's very, very, very funny. And Eleanor cleaning up her trash after feeling guilty.
Yeah, I have to agree. Chidi, of course, is fabulous. I love Jianyu's thing, and I think it is so telling to have the Michael reaction to it. Like he is superimposing all of these possible things that this could mean into it. And I think that that is very, very true of us, especially in our culture. And it's just really kind of fun. And I do love Michael in this episode, like him freaking out about the trash and freaking out about this and the other thing. And his reaction to Johnny is
Oh
super
yeah, and
funny.
him kicking a dog into the
Yeah, kicking
sun.
the dog. That's like, whoa, dude, is this really the good place? Are we sure? I'm not sure about that. What are your worst parts?
Tahani. I cannot stand her. And it's I don't know what to say. And Eleanor being awful in those flashbacks, like when DDing is a very important responsibility, and if you're going to be heavily drinking on a night, you need one. And so her be just flippantly being like, "Yeah, no, I don't care about the fact that you guys have been drinking. I've been drinking even more." It's like, that's
Not
not the
funny.
point of this.
No.
It's just bad.
Well, and also, DD, especially if it's a group of women that are going out, someone has to be sober enough to say, hey, you don't need to go home with that guy, that kind of thing. So yeah, I've had both Eleanor and Tahani, and I had one other thing about Eleanor, and I think that it is very reflective of who she is. She pretends to be good in this life, just like she did in her last life. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be the DD. Yeah, I'm gonna be. Oh yeah, it's so great that I'm being the designated driver for my friends when she's trying to pick up the bartender. Like, she's gonna fake it to pick up a guy. Like, she's faking it to kind of pick up TV or just, get to stay in the good place because the bad place sounds awful. So she's just not like genuine.
No, I think that she has that flashback and she realizes what a mistake that was. And then she goes to pick up the trash. She doesn't even know where Chidi lives. She doesn't know that she's going to see exactly what she
Yeah, but
did.
she's not doing it for a good reason. She's doing it to torture Antonio.
Well, that was a different thing. But she also still cleaned up her own trash first.
Well, we don't know what happened with that trash. It could have been sent to
I'm
Antonio.
trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, but
Good for
whatever.
you. What grade did you give this episode?
B plus.
I gave it a B plus also. So there we go. We're actually seeing this eye to eye. Hey, what's going on here? Maybe this next one will be different. What do you think?
Do we want it to
I don't know.
be? Okay. Episode 3, Tahani Ajamil. Chidi is giving Eleanor ethics lessons. Tahani brings her a housewarming plant.
Oh, I love these ethical. I am about the Chidi level nerd. It is
About ethics?
no, not about ethics necessarily. Although I have read Aristotle and Plato and a little bit of Socrates. So when he's talking about, all right, it starts with Socrates, and then Plato was his
And
student,
then
and then
Aristotle
Aristotle
with
was his.
his.
And like I've recently been listening to a bunch of history podcasts that mention all three of them and how things progressed. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm totally like a complete geek.
Okay.
So I'm appreciate his attention to detail.
Yeah. Okay. Tahani brings her a housewarming plant, and as soon as Tahani leaves, she's just like, "Oh, here's some dirt I put in a bowl because I'm amazing." It's like she just doesn't appreciate the gift. And she
Oh yeah,
fixes.
it's like fakey fake stuff.
Yeah. And she is calling her out for being fake. And Chidi's like, "No, well, maybe you should do something similar." But Eleanor's resistant because it's like, "Well, that's exactly what she wants." It's like, Isn't that what everyone wants? Like when you give someone kindness, you expect it in return.
And
Isn't that
she's
just
like,
how that
well,
works?
everyone wants to be treated with mutual respect. And it's like,
Yeah. Anyway, Janet is now functioning as Michael's assistant and is trying to be more casual. She goes
That's
through a lot of
very
different
funny.
phases. I didn't write all of them
I
down.
didn't either because there's so many, but they're all very funny. Again, she gets these incredibly funny throwaway lines, and this actress does it so perfectly. It's
Yeah.
so good.
She's trying that he Michael's telling her to be more casual, and so she's just saying hump day and like saying random shit like that and just random colloquialisms. And Michael suggests to Chidi that he try to find some new hobbies and have some adventures. Eleanor goes to Tahani's and brings her over some fresh pears, which she promptly throws away because apparently in Chinese culture they're unlucky.
I have a feeling she's made this up because she doesn't like pears.
Yeah, you could just say, "Oh, thank you,"
You
and
and
give
set
them
them
away to
aside.
somebody else, like a
It's
useful person.
food. If you are really a good person, you would just give it to the poor or something.
There aren't poor in
Yeah,
the
but still,
good
you can
place.
give it to other people, whatever.
Yeah, give it to other people who like them. Tani makes a passing comment about belonging here and going door to door and to like check on how everyone else is doing in the neighborhood. And Eleanor's like, "I go
Yeah,
too."
but Eleanor clocks the fact that she's like, I want to like go to door to door to make it feel like I belong, right? And or make it feel more like I belong. And Eleanor clocks the fact that like she doesn't feel like she belongs either. Or she used the word belong, which she thinks is suspicious.
And so Eleanor tells Chidi about her theory that Tahani is the person who wrote her the note because she used the word belong. Who was the most recent thing to that said belong? That note. And so you can't use the word. The
She said
plant that Tahani brought her is wilting and represents her relationship to Tahani. And so Eleanor's like, whatever, I don't care. Eleanor tries to get to know Tahani. She was like her in her past life trying to figure out if she was an awful person or whatever as they're going door to door. And apparently, Tahani was a philanthropist who raised like $60 billion for different charities and never saw a penny of it, which is, I find very hard to
Well, it's just
believe.
that every penny was accounted for, and it's like,
Accounted for, sure.
accounted for in what way?
There's a flashback to Eleanor with her ex who is boycotting a coffee place who had an owner that sexually harassed a woman, and it's a very clear video of him like basically groping her. And it's very blatant. And she's just like, well, there are people like that all the time, and so we shouldn't deal with that. And then the guy's just like, well, listen, I just said maybe we should go to a different coffee place. And she's just like,
There are
well,
other
that.
choices.
But whatever, we're fine with this coffee place. It's like, well, that whatever, okay.
Yeah, one of the other things that you skipped is in this conversation with Tahani, right before this, Tahani explains that her name, Tahani, means congratulations, and Al-Jamil means beautiful. So she's like, it's congratulations, beautiful. Vomit. I mean, seriously? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Michael tries to get Chidi into the cartography.
This is so
But
funny.
apparently Chidi has directional insanity and once got lost on an escalator.
That's so funny.
That reminds me so much of my college roommate. It's very, very funny. She gets lost so easily. Especially like she gets lost in a parking lot. Like it's so funny.
It's
Like I
so,
mean
so
we all
funny.
have moments like that, but like she's just like that all the
Yeah,
time.
so and in this phase where they're trying to do this, we get fun facts, Janet, where it's like, oh, because she's like, oh, I'm not like Christopher Columbus. She's like, fun fact, Christopher Columbus is in the bad place
Because of
again.
the
And
raping
the pillaging. So then we
yeah, it's
see
nothing short of what he deserves, you know?
Eleanor and Tahani are going to various couples, all of whom are like, oh, Tahani, you're the best. Oh, Tahani, you're the best.
Delivering scones.
Scones or scones, as they're probably said.
No, scones.
Well, according to the Brits, it's
No,
good.
some Brits still say scones.
Good.
Michael brings up journalism for Chidi, but he doesn't like deadlines. They freak him out. Because apparently he had like a cat or something that he was agonizing over what the name of it would be. And when it got lost, he put out signs that says it answers to long pauses. Anyway.
Yeah, he is definitely someone who cannot make a decision. It's very, very funny. Well, we also have over-sexualized Janet in this sequence, which,
Friendly Janet, which
overly
took
friendly.
it a little too far.
Yeah.
Tahani and Eleanor return to the mansion. Tahani leaves Eleanor to her tea, and Eleanor finds her diary and takes it. Michael suggests welding for Chidi, and Janet is now less friendly. So now she's just being really cold and distant.
Yeah, like whatever.
Chidi just wants to keep working on his manuscripts, but Michael tells him that the manuscript is a mess. It's 3,600 pages long, and it's very convoluted.
And that he couldn't even get through himself. He just
No,
kept
he did
saying.
get through it in 2 weeks compared to he can read everything in the world in like an hour,
Yeah.
but it took him 2 weeks.
Yeah. So it's bad.
Chidi asks Eleanor, he's having a little bit of a crisis,
Yeah, they
and
both get
he's,
back to the house and they're like,
yeah.
oh, this is bad.
Chidi asks Eleanor if he's a good teacher. Eleanor then reveals that she has the diary, so it's like clearly not. The plant sets itself on fire.
So yeah. Spontaneously
Chidi
combusts.
tells Eleanor that no one it was threatening her. She must have written the note herself, or like the universe has been like much like the storm and stuff like that has been sending her notes.
Well, and she says, like, clearly you don't belong here. Tahani definitely does. She did these things. You gotta just suck it up and like accept that. So there's a flashback to Eleanor before, and she's basically making fun of her boyfriend, the one who didn't want them to go to the coffee shop. And she's like, oh, look, oh, I got these tickets to this hockey game, but oh, a couple of those guys have DUI, so I guess we can't go. And we can't go to Chick-fil-A, and we can't, I mean, she starts just enumerating all of the places or all of the things that if you just take yourself out of the world, like you can't go anywhere. You can't function in the universe because there are all these things that have negative connotations. By the way, I don't agree with that Chick-fil-A is bad, but there are people who do. But all the things you should boycott. She's like, I guess we can't do anything. That's the way it goes. You see how stupid it is basically her point. And, well, I agree that the virtue signaling in the world is like gone absurdly far. She doesn't seem to understand that like sometimes like a small thing can make a difference, especially for a small business that is like a single guy runs it and that guy is a sexual harasser. So yeah. So that's a little bit different. So
Eleanor tells Chidi that good people make her feel insecure, and she feels the need to drag them down to her level.
she also points out that Michael doesn't know everything because she's like, well, my manuscript was terrible. And even Michael says so, and he knows everything. She's like, he doesn't because he doesn't know I'm here and I don't belong here. And it's like, hey.
So that makes Chidi feel a little bit better. And she encourages him to continue with his manuscript because, I mean, he was very passionate about it, and you should keep doing what you're passionate about.
Right, so then she's returning the diary to Tahani's house, and she hears Tahani crying, and Tahani is crying about, the fact that her soulmate won't even talk to her. And at that point, Eleanor decides, I don't know if it's even a decision. What she does is she compliments Tahani, like, you're beautiful, you're talented, you're a good person, you deserve to be here, and you got a rocking body. Like, of course he wants to be with you. Everybody wants to be with you. It's kind of a thing. She comes home to their house and he's like, Chidi hugs her and she's like, what? And this plant is flourishing and it's got blossoms all over it. And clearly their relationship has been mended, hers and Tahani's.
I'd also like to say when she's talking to Tahani mentions that she is in paradise, but it doesn't f quite feel right. And Eleanor really does identify with that. But yeah, then the next day, Tahani, Janet, and Michael go over to Eleanor, and Tahani's like, "Oh yeah, Michael asked me if I wanted to be his assistant, but I want to focus on since Janet didn't work out. But I want to focus on my relationship with my soulmate. But I suggested you." And Eleanor's like, "How can I say no?" Because Michael really wants to come, like, crack down on why all these cra this crazy shit's happening.
Yeah, and
And
Eleanor's like, oh, yeah, gotta, basically, she needs to know what he's thinking so that she can cover her for herself.
She goes home and she gets another note saying, "Meet me tonight in the town square." So she goes and Jianyu is there.
He's still
And
looking.
he can speak and says she doesn't belong there. And she's just like, "What are but who are you? And like what's the deal? What's going on?" And he's like, "Because I don't belong here either, dog. I don't know what I'm doing here."
Yeah, it's and we're like, woo, and it's an ultimate cliffhanger. And honestly, I was like, oh, we can watch the next episode, but no, we can't because we are going to stop our podcast episode here. So, what are your best parts of this episode?
Chidi, so fucking funny. Directionally insane. Very funny.
The
Michael.
long pauses with the cat,
That's
that's
very good.
hilarious.
Michael, I like him throughout this. I like him trying to give Chidi something to do. Janet going through different personalities is very funny. And Jianyu.
Yeah, I love Jianyu in this. I love Chidi, of course, because Chidi is awesome. I actually liked Eleanor in this, the fact that she's like showing some growth, like she's actually able to be a decent human being
Agree with
to
that.
Takani. And I loved Janet. I did not put Michael in this. He's actually a worst part for me, but go ahead. What were your worst parts?
Tahani
Yeah, I mean,
and
Tahani's still the
Eleanor
worst part.
flashbacks.
I didn't put it on my flashbacks and I should. Tahani's definitely a worst part because she's just so outwardly good and not. And I put Michael as the worst part in part because, like, if this is the good place and it's supposed to be making people like be their best selves, Chibi's best self isn't gonna be, doing something else.
Well, I just
So.
think that his mentality at this point is the good place has all these opportunities for you to try things you never could before
That's true.
and to spend eternity trying to figure out what you like really like not just like what you did during your lifetime, but like other things that maybe you didn't discover that you loved until the afterlife and stuff like that. I think that's fine.
I do think it's fine. I think that Chidi is coming from a different, his growth arc will be different. And the idea of getting him to get out of his rut of inaction and overthinking is a good concept. I just feel like you've got to be a little less overt with him. Like you have to coax him out of it rather than be like, here, try cartography. I feel like you've got to be a little bit more passive aggressive e with him just to get him to consider things in a different way. But great to give this episode.
B plus.
I gave it a B. It's
I liked
good.
it just as amount as I did the last episode.
I don't know if I'm just settling into the this is what I consider to be an average good place episode, and it is in my mind that, so that's
Okay.
why I gave it a B. We
I thought it was
had
funny.
it I mean, there's definitely funny stuff in here. I think there's something funny in most of these episodes. Of course, it's been a while, so we're gonna see if that's true, if that holds up. But I really feel like this is a show that is well worth watching. It might make you think just a little bit, even though it's very funny. And we hope that you join us going forward. And
Cheers.